AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Manchester City versus Manchester United. It is about as intense as it will get. I cannot wait for this fixture, and ahead of it, what we are going to do in this video is pick the Premier League all-time 11. Helping me do it is none other than the wonderful Ade Oladipo. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for getting me in for this very, very difficult video to do.
It's not difficult.
It's difficult.
It's incredibly easy. It sounds to me like you've got it wrong.
Well, I clearly don't.
Okay, who's your goalie? The easiest position.
No, it's not. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to say Schmeichel.
I think it is.
No, it isn't. Because you know what? Can I be honest with you? When I speak to a lot of United fans and I say, do your Premier League 11, they say Van der Sar.
Do you know why they say
They say Van der Sar.
Do you know why?
Because Schmeichel went to City.
Yeah. I don't think cartwheeled in front of them.
Van der Sar was fantastic.
If Schmeichel didn't cartwheel in front of them,
which is a bit cheeky,
they would all 100% say Peter Schmeichel. But Peter Schmeichel wouldn't shake Gary Neville's hand.
Is Peter Schmeichel still the greatest Premier League goalkeeper of all time?
He's, yeah.
Better than Alisson.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Czech.
No.
He's definitely better than Alisson.
He's not definitely better than Alisson.
Peter Schmeichel's the greatest keeper of all time. Premier League era. He is the best goalkeeper.
Is Edison a top five?
No.
Wow.
Edison's just not in this.
I think Edison's fantastic.
No.
With feet, with hands, I think Edison's incredible. I think Edison's like a complete goalkeeper. In today's standards of goalkeeping.
He's an outrageously good goalkeeper.
In today's standards of goalkeeping, Edison's just, he's an almost like an outlier.
No. Peter Schmeichel is obviously better than Edison.
He's not obviously better.
Schmeichel?
He's better. I'm going to give you it.
Obviously.
He's not, no.
Peter Schmeichel.
No, he's not obviously.
Van der Sar, obviously. Czech, obviously. Courtois, obviously. Like, the list goes on and on before you get to Edison. Edison's not in this. This is a debate between Schmeichel and Van der Sar. And the answer is Peter Schmeichel, in my opinion. And I'm convinced that Manchester United fans would agree.
I just feel like Peter Schmeichel had more moments.
But in terms of
consistency, I think Van der Sar was just incredible. Behind Vidic and Ferdinand.
He's obviously a brilliant goalie. He broke all those records. Remember that record?
Exactly.
What was it? Clean sheet record.
Clean sheet record.
Yeah. He broke.
He was incredible. And he felt
consistent.
He was about 8 foot in goal. He felt like he couldn't score past him.
And he won a European Cup. It was an amazing goal. There's no doubt about it. That Edwin van der Sar, both at Ajax, when he won the European Cup when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Fulham,
to get the
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And then obviously at Manchester United.
And for the Dutch side as well.
One of the best goalkeepers ever, no doubt. But he's just not a better keeper, in my opinion, than Peter
Schmeichel. All right. I'm not going to spend 20 years arguing you in this one.
This is Schmeichel. Okay. So Schmeichel is in. the best left back. Who do you have at left back? It's Evra. It's Irwin. I don't really think there is a City contender here. It's been a problem position, hasn't it, for Guardiola?
Yeah, that's where they've struggled.
Can I just ask you, is there anyone... Because in my head, just so that I make sure that I'm doing this correctly, in my head, when I think of City contenders for positions, perhaps wrongly, all I'm doing is thinking of Guardiola City.
Yeah.
Is there anyone, like, do we need to talk about Terry Phelan here? Is there anyone pre?
No.
There isn't anyone
pre is when United dominated and dominated.
Yeah. There isn't anyone but what about even, do we need to think about like, so is João Cancelo in this conversation?
No.
Is, obviously Zinchenko isn't. Is there anyone, I don't know, the Mancini era, the Pellegrini era?
Kolarov.
Kolarov. No.
This is Ake
played there when they won the treble.
Solid. Ake's solid, but in terms of just out and like,
Erwin or Evra. Who's better?
Erwin and Evra. Don't get upset when I say this, because you always jump because you love this guy, maybe even more than Frank Lampard sometimes. Erwin and Evra, there's an argument for the Ashley Cole thing. There's an argument. I would say Ashley, but that's how good Erwin and Evra are.
If you're talking greatest Premier League left backs, then Erwin gets mentioned.
He does.
No doubt.
Roy Keane mentions him more than any man alive, doesn't he? Yeah, Roy Keane loves him. Evra.
Is Evra
better than Erwin?
Erwin for goals as well.
Take the free kicks and the pens. Erwin for goals. Think of the people they had that could take pens, and Erwin would step up and take pens.
Free kicks.
Couldn't happen nowadays.
Scored big goals, Erwin. Although he did get relegated, didn't he? He got relegated at Wolves. Not that that should count,
that shouldn't count against him.
Who's better, Erwin or Evra? What do you think Manchester United fans say to this? If you're a Man United fan, let us know in the comments.
It's an age thing, isn't it?
Do you think?
If you're over 50, you're saying Erwin. Below that, you're saying Evra.
What are we going? I actually don't...
I want to say I don't care.
So where's the paper between them, innit? Dennis Erwin or Patrice Evra?
I think of Patrice Evra in that back four with Gary Neville, with Vidic, with Ferdinand. It was Evra and it was so good.
It was so good.
It was so good. I'm going Evra.
Okay. Patrice Evra is in. Right back.
This is where we are going to fight.
Go on.
Because you're going to go Neville, I'm going Kyle Walker. This is where we're going to have a problem.
Do you know it's a weird
one? I've got to get like Kyle Walker, yeah.
People always think that it's Walker. The comments of this video, and I will be arguing for Gary Neville, but the comments of this video will be saying that you were correct in your Kyle Walker assertion. People love Walker. People hold him in such high regard.
I think he's fantastic. Honestly think he's...
Is he better than Neville, though?
Neville probably had a better delivery into the box. Neville's overlaps with Beckham were fantastic, both for United and England.
He played his whole career at the top as well, Gary Neville.
Agreed.
His whole career.
Kyle Walker to be as good. When he signed from Spurs, I didn't think it was going to be this.
He wasn't as great.
No, I didn't think it was going to be this.
I remember we played Tottenham. We played Tottenham at White Hart Lane. Gary Cahill's. We won 4-2. Mate, Juan Mata destroyed Kyle Walker. We beat him 4-2 away from home. Tottenham, right? Big deal. And the reason we did is because basically Kyle Walker lost the fight against Juan Mata.
And then he started to... One thing Kyle Walker always had, I thought, was pace. Always the pace. He started to physically fill out a little bit. So he'd bully you as well, to the point where like Gary, very similar, he could play in the back three. Remember when Spurs signed Kyle Walker? They signed another one from Sheffield United as well. They signed two, a left back and a right back. And I remember always thinking that the left back was better. But he didn't go on to do much. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I do remember.
But there was two of them they signed.
Yeah.
And then it was Kyle that then elevated.
Norton.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Norton, they signed him as well. I remember thinking, oh, he's got so much more about him.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that, the reason I bring that up was Kyle Walker just added to his game.
Yeah.
And maybe Norton was the naturally gifted of the two, but Kyle Walker just added.
Who was actually, okay, what about this then? Let's play a game. If Pep Guardiola could choose prime Gary Neville or prime Kyle Walker, who's he choosing? And then I'll ask you the same question. If Sir Alex Ferguson had the opportunity of picking prime Kyle Walker or prime Gary Neville, who is he picking? Do they both take their own? Do both take one?
Yeah.
They both take their own?
Yeah. Like if Kyle Walker played for Liverpool, I'd be screaming Kyle Walker, and I wouldn't be angry with someone. Like if Gary Neville played for Chelsea, I wouldn't be angry with you saying, it's got to be Gary Neville. I just think Kyle Walker in this modern day, where I look at some of these left-sided wingers that he's had to play against.
No, but that was the same for Neville. You can't.
Yeah, no, but Neville had so Neville, the three he had probably had was what, Bell, Pires, and Ginola. Probably that was probably
certainly.
So very good, very good. Yeah. And I'm thinking Hazard used to come out to that left.
Think about Mane. Think about him more on the continent. He was up against like Arjen Robben when it was like
Kyle Walker was up against Frank Ribery. He was up against Mbappe, and Mbappe always used to say, Kyle Walker. Like, we knew that was a chat. Like,
I think most people will say Kyle Walker. Again, this isn't something...
Is it an age thing, though? Is that why they say it? Because most can't really... You know, Gary Neville, it's almost like Lineker. He separated himself from foot, wasn't he? Yeah. And Gary Neville could also shoot. So he shoots himself down, Neville, doesn't he?
You forget that he's so good.
He always kind of says, Neville, was rubbish. And
Neville shouldn't do that.
I hate when he does that. Carragher does a lot of
so many league titles. So many.
Yeah, and he kind of plays himself down.
And you know when the whole team was changing? They didn't change him. Like, we know when Ferguson was diving into the transfer market, he was like getting rid of Mark Hughes and bringing in Andy Cole. He was getting rid of...
That's the same thing with Carl Walker, though.
That's
the same thing with Carl Walker.
Yeah, soon the defence was changing, but
he was always the ever-present. Mm. Always.
Who is it?
We've given the right... Obviously,
okay,
given
you want
the
to go
back.
Carl Walker.
Let's go Carl
okay,
Walker.
Carl Walker,
Let's
fine.
Go Carl Walker.
Right, the two centre-halves is easy.
Vidic and Ferdinand. Ferdinand.
Yeah, and the only argument is it another Man United player?
Go on, who?
Well, Yapstan was probably a better player than Nemanja Vidic.
You know what? Apologies, I have to go back a bit here. Well, you say that, but Vidic won two PFA Player of the Years, you know?
Yeah, no, but...
Mate, Vidic won... Think about that, brother. I think that's not discussed enough. Vidic won two... Was it Premier League players or PFA Player of the Years? One of those two.
Yeah.
How on earth did he do that?
He was a very good player.
Incredible.
I do feel like his legacy has been enhanced a touch, though.
It's not quite the reality.
It's
not a Dembele type thing, but I know what you mean.
It isn't to the level of Dembele, but it is a little bit the same thing.
Yeah, but the facts are the facts. At the time, he was considered the best player in the Premier League. Yeah. So we can look back on it and think, but back then, people voted as him as being the best player
he was player of the season twice.
Player of the season twice.
Player of the season twice, and he was in the team of the year twice as well.
Come on.
No, he was in the team of the year four times. Which I think... Do you know what? These are numbers, aren't they? These are accolades.
No, but the accolades deserve...
Yapstam was basically the best defender in the world at various points.
Yeah, there was a time when I thought you couldn't get past him.
And the only reason, and you've got to respect Ferguson for this, the only reason that he hasn't got the legacy at Manchester United is because of his book. He wrote a book, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ferguson basically sacrificed the league title that year
to make the statement. Now.
Yeah.
But didn't Vidic come in for like... Was it AC Milan or Lazio? I think it was AC.
Maybe. Yeah. He's definitely at Lazio.
Didn't Vidic come in for like 5 million or something? Something like pennies. Yeah. In today's market, even back in that market back then.
Just to say it, Yapstam was at Manchester United for 3 seasons.
Yeah.
He was in the team of the season every season.
But he didn't win player of the season twice.
No, but I think...
Dude, I'm not joking. If we were to list off the players that Vidic would have gone up against to win that, mate.
Hey, Stam. Stam was playing in the era of the centre forward.
Okay, you see, we're doing this then. Are we banking Ferdinand here?
Yeah.
We're banking Ferdinand 100%. Because even if you're bringing up Stam, it's just throwing my head a little bit.
The reason why is because whether you think Rio Ferdinand is the best or the second best, he's definitely that. He's definitely not the third best.
Yeah, true.
He might be the first. You could argue he's the first. First name on the team sheet in the centre-halves. You could say not the first name, second name. But you can't say that he's the third name. Like, Ferdinand is in this team.
Like, Vidic could be second or third.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you are correct. All right, so Ferdinand's in. Before we... argue the differences between those two. City, John Stones, Company, Ruben Dias. No. Anyone prior to that? You know you're saying
Keith Cole. Keith Cole.
Good hair. really good hair, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right, no Keith. All right. But Company, no?
No. Not this.
Even
level.
For that goal that won them the league. Remember that 35 yard
screamer? Yeah, Leicester, wasn't it? But no. It's amazing.
John Stones a really, really good defender.
Stones, no doubt.
Okay, but not this level.
Not this. We're not talking about really good defenders here. We're talking about creme de la creme. Basically, Manchester United, the two teams that we're talking about, are arguably the best teams that the country has ever had.
Yeah,
they're arguably. Yeah. So we're not talking about are you a good defender?
No,
we're talking about are you the best at the country? Like, this is a conversation that would involve if we were making it bigger. You're now going to start talking about sort of Alan Hansen and John Terry.
You're talking Premier League 11 here, aren't you?
Yeah,
Do we have a chance of getting in the Premier League 11 and John Stones' company and Ruben Dias?
John Stones' company and Ruben, they're just nowhere near it.
I'm going Vidic.
I am
Vidic was what, 7-8 seasons at United?
I'm going Stan, but I feel like we have to agree.
You gave me Carl Walker. I'm happy to defer to you on this one.
The thing with Carl Walker and Gary Neville, I think I'm right. But I also can see a world in which I'm wrong.
I can see
with
a world
Stam,
where people
Stam
said,
is Stam yeah. is better than Vidic.
No, he's not.
Stam was better than Vidic.
Mate, do you understand what two Player of the Season awards are? They don't give them out for free.
He was amazing.
It's not a fan vote.
Vidic was Player of the Season at Manchester United in Ronaldo's final season.
Mate, this is what I'm saying.
But
and he done it twice. I was actually shocked when I saw it. I was like,
Stam won a treble. He also was partnered with not great. You know, like Vidic for Ferdinand. Yeah. Who was his partners? Ronnie Johnson, David May.
Henningberg. Those type of players.
It's not...
Remember that argument when you talk about Virgil van Dijk, by the way?
Not,
remember that.
They're not great. You know, they're not
great. I'll give you Stam. I really believe it's Stam. I think it's Vidic, but I'll give you Stam.
When you said Walker and I said Neville,
yeah.
I believe Neville, but I can see a world where I'm wrong.
I believe
with
Vidic.
Vidic, Stam. I just know it is.
No, you can't say that. I just know it is.
I'm right.
I'm happy for you to give it.
Okay, so, and then we'll bear this in mind moving forward.
We'll bear this in mind as we move forward.
Right, let's go into the midfield. So we do three.
That's the back line.
We're doing 4-3-3.
So what's that? How many United in the back line? Four out of five.
It's very United heavy.
Four out of five.
But it was always going to be at the back line.
This is where City could maybe.
Potentially, but potentially not.
Yeah.
Is there one player, midfielder, have you got like a non-negotiable... must be in the team.
Yaya Touré.
Okay, I do as well. Roy Keane.
We have a problem then.
Roy Keane wasn't in yours?
No, we have a problem because there's not enough spaces then, is there?
Was Roy Keane in your three when you thought about it? Because Yaya Touré, can I just argue one thing against Yaya Touré?
Yaya Touré basically is the best midfielder I've ever seen in my life.
Just longevity. Yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're going to, I'm just going to hypothetically say, if you're going to leave Paul Scholes out of your team, Paul Scholes won 11 titles.
Don't do that to me. Darren Fletcher won 8. Don't do that to me.
Yeah, but it counts.
It does count.
11 league titles. That's more than Chelsea have won.
I saw Yaya Touré bounce off the best midfielder.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
He was playing with all them in their peak, right? So Gerrard, Lampard, Scott.
Yeah.
I saw him bounce. Like, they were literally bouncing off him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what is he doing?
It was only two seasons. Like, on some level.
What are we doing here, though? Are we doing longevity or are we doing...
I think you're doing whatever you believe is the best. But I feel like...
I think Yaya's the best.
But on some level, do you not have to be the best? 11 league titles is nearly double what Chelsea have ever won.
And
it's one geezer.
Yeah, United dominated that. United dominated that era. 11. I don't like that. You know, I don't like that argument. I don't like this.
Oh, I think it's a huge... Like, I'm not one for the stat. I don't like XG and things like that.
But
you know, league titles...
Yeah, and United dominated that era. Mm.
Yeah, but...
Oh, wait
he was
a minute.
He was like, one second.
Wait, so are you having Scholes over Kevin De Bruyne?
I'm having Scholes over Kevin De Bruyne.
I love this. I can't.
Yeah.
Someone get me a drink. I can't do this.
Do you know who came very close? Do you know who I came very close to picking?
Go on.
Bernardo Silva.
Mate, I'm surprised you haven't got a Bernardo Silva tattoo somewhere. Because the amount of times you talk about him.
Such a good player on so many occasions. So good at everything in the midfield. But I don't... Okay, look, one at a time. Roy Keane is a great, like a true great of the game.
So is Rodri.
Rodri?
Don't do that face.
You can't put Rodri in now.
You don't do that
face. Is Rodri in yours?
He's a Ballon d'Or winner.
Rodri's Ballon d'Or winner.
He's won the European title with Spain. He literally was the best player when Man City won the treble. I'm sorry. What? Treble winner, Ballon d'Or winner, European Cup winner with Spain, and you're doing a face like
no,
I've just said.
No, that means
come
I could
on.
Say that David Beckham was Manchester United's best player of the year. They won the treble.
Yeah, good player.
Beckham didn't
win the Ballon d'Or, but good player. Solid player.
No, it should have won. Should have won the Ballon d'Or that year.
That same year. I've heard your argument with this for ages.
I think.
How can Rodri not be in it?
Rodri's not such a good, to be totally honest, I didn't agonise with Rodri.
I agonised
with De Bruyne.
Rodri is so good. What about Fernandinho? Is Fernandinho better than Rodri?
Fernandinho's not better than Keane.
No, Fernandinho's not better than Keane. Is Rodri better than Keane?
No. What's he better than him? He's not better at one
metric.
Don't
say he's better than captain. Just, is he better?
At what, though? At being a midfielder, no. At
just
passing,
being an absolute,
no.
I can't get... Remember, good stat here. You know the stats. You love a stat. Remember City didn't lose a game when he was playing, but then as soon as he came off, with all their superstars, like he is literally...
Although I wonder, I know that's what it looked like.
No,
but I wonder
was.
If
the
it's ceiling was crumbling in. But it's continued, hasn't it? They haven't found a way to win
again. Scored the winning goal in the Champions League final.
Yeah.
To win their first ever Champions League.
I'm real. I'm real player. I'm not suggesting... I didn't agonise over this one. Keane's just better, in my opinion. Keane's just better on every level.
No, it's not
the,
better on every...
The one I agonised over was Scholes De Bruyne. I came very close to putting in De Bruyne.
So we're going De Bruyne over David Silva?
Again, process of elimination. This is the issue I have.
Okay, so I said Yaya, you said Keane.
Yaya's in mine as well.
Keane,
Yaya,
and one more.
I've gone. My three was Keane, Yaya Toure, Paul Scholes.
I can't argue with it because I think Scholes is a G. I just think Kevin De Bruyne. I don't know what
you could.
What's he got? Five. He got five league titles, De Bruyne. Yeah. So even
less than half.
Yeah, five is incredible. Half.
You know, if you were to say to me, look, it has to be De Bruyne over Scholes, I wouldn't agree, but I would fall on my sword. The one that I just don't get is Rodri over Keane. No, I don't get that one.
But Rory, you have to get it. If he's the best player in a treble winning side, Keane wasn't the best player in their treble winning side. So the best player in the treble winning side, he must have got four league titles. He was the captain, yeah.
He's a captain.
Captain didn't play the final, obviously, because of his misconduct.
Got him to the final.
That game against Juventus.
Yeah,
I agree. No, you know what? You're right. Keane's in.
Keane over Rodri, I didn't agonise.
You should agonise.
De Bruyne and Scholes, I would pick Scholes. But you know, if you, and I imagine the comments are going, it has to be De Bruyne. I don't think De Bruyne is better
than
Scholes.
Okay. See what you just said to me. What can Rodri do better than Keane? I'll throw it back to you. What can Scholes do better than De Bruyne? Nothing. Nothing. That's it. We can't do anything better. I'll answer it for you.
No.
Go on. I don't think that's true.
I
left foot, right foot, ping the ball through.
Scholes is a better goal scorer. He was a better goal scorer. I mean, it's unfair on De Bruyne this because Scholes started as a striker, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's slightly unfair. Paul Scholes, Kevin De Bruyne, I appreciate that they're so good. Both of them are so good.
Yeah. Before we just end with that, we missed anyone in the history of United and City? I feel like Phil Foden?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyone else from that United midfield? Because we just think of that team, don't we? Like, is there any other, like Pogba for a season?
No, the player that should get more focus than we've given is David Silva.
Okay.
David Silva is the player that I think a lot of people will be screaming at the telly.
You know, thing is...
Do you know what? I don't feel comfortable. This is a very
rare
game for me.
You know, Keane always used to talk about Paul Ince, though, when he's coming through. He said he deserves so much more conversation. He said, Paul Ince, when I was coming through, like that governor thing, it was
Paul Ince.
You know,
I met Paul Ince once.
Brian Robson? Not really Premier League era.
Yeah, Brian Robson, I'm not... It's not Premier League era, but there are Man United fans that would say Brian Robson better than everybody we've mentioned.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people that would say.
Of course,
I met Paul Ince once, and I was totally starstruck,
mate.
I was like, oh my god,
he's often forgotten because he went from club to club to club. Liverpool United,
but he went over to Italy and did the business for England when English players weren't.
Did the business.
Yeah, Inter Milan fans.
I remember that famous poster with him and Desai screaming at each other, AC Milan, Inter Milan, like. Like, it was a really good poster.
Do you know what? Chelsea played Inter Milan the year they won the treble, so 2010, Mourinho. And I went to the San Siro. When I was having a drink before the game, every single Inter fan that wanted to chat to me about football
Hints.
All they wanted to talk about was John Terry playing away from home. They found that, they, like, because it was very current at the time. They had big banners in the state. They wanted to talk about that, and then they just wanted to talk about Paul Lynch. They loved it. They just, yeah, honestly, they just wanted to talk about Paul Lynch.
Such a good player.
But on this, yeah, on this, the player that I don't feel comfortable leaving out, but I have no choice. You know, if I was doing any combined 11 of any other clubs or at any other point, David Silva, for me, makes it into most conversations. Like, if you said to me, do a midfield of City and basically anyone else.
What about the argument to not put De Bruyne in? A lot of people talk about the big moments, the big games.
No, that would be important.
Where does he turn up? Like, you know, especially your Champions League final against you boys.
Going off injured both. I mean, people, but again, people don't like to talk about that because it sounds like snide.
No, it's just fact, isn't it? It's the Henri thing. People talk about Henri quite a lot. I just think De Bruyne, you know, you love glorious footballers. Like, footballers just, you pay to watch. He's that. I look at him and I think,
Kevin De Bruyne, an artist. An absolute artist. But I find him a little bit...
His character's boring. But Scholes is a bit bland as well.
I always thought of Scholes as like an unrivaled genius. But weirdly, I find David Silva that. Like, out of my issues here, when I put this team together, I agreed with you. Yaya Toure in. Like, Yaya Toure effectively told Frank Lampard that it was time to pack it. You know what I mean? Like, Yaya Toure in. I've seen anything like it.
Yeah.
He scored 20 goals or something. It was like mental season.
And they were all good goals. All goals of the season.
Running the whole pitch on his own. It's like, wait, what are you doing? Yaya Toure in. Keane in. Scholes in. The one that is tricky, De Bruyne, I get, but I don't find it difficult. Where I was trying to accommodate was David Silva. Because David Silva, for me, was like almost that poetic footballer, the beautiful footballer,
was that footballer before City started to dominate.
And do you know what he did?
And when they dominated because of De Bruyne. Like, he literally was, I remember Arsenal away, he scored a crazy goal. Arsenal. I'm like, mate, some of the passes.
David Silva changed football in this country, though. And now I'm saying this, and it is true. Now I'm saying this out loud, I wonder if he needs to be in this midfield.
Changed football, go on.
He changed football completely because what he did, he taught the world, and certainly Premier League managers, that what you didn't need to be anymore in the Premier League was have the physicality of a Yaya Toure.
I think we saw that before. Didn't have to, I think Cesc Fabregas showed us that.
You didn't?
I think Cesc showed us
but
that.
But there was the period before,
when Cesc was at Arsenal as a 16-year-old, I think he showed us that.
But the period before David Silva, every midfielder was built like Michael Ballack. Then David Silva turns up and it just starts dictating the play, dictating the tempo, totally controlling the rhythm of the game, totally, like, you can't get near him. He's played into his feet, you go and tackle him, and he's played it out and someone's in on goal. And you're like, wait, what?
Now, see, I don't know what you're doing here. You're trying to move it to get David Silva over De Bruyne.
It wasn't only David Silva. I think City fans would have De Bruyne. Do you know who else was part of that at the same time? It was Luka Modric.
Yeah,
Luka Modric did the same thing. Yeah, it was suddenly, geezers my height was showing... They were showing, like, Momo Sissoko at Liverpool, what was what?
Yeah.
And it was like, wait, he has no physicality. He's not going to work in the Premier League. And it didn't matter.
No, I'm not doing this. I'm not playing this game with you. What are you saying? De Bruyne.
De Bruyne over Scholes.
De Bruyne over Scholes. No. I'm doing something for the modern fans, for you guys at home. Between 18 and 25, I'm doing this for you.
Okay. We'll go with it then. I think we've explored it. And ultimately, yeah, look, all amazing
ultimately
players.
People will make their decisions on it.
Yeah, now it gets really tough. The three up front. One banker.
Absolutely. Well, mate, to be fair, I could bank all three now.
No, there are some debates, one banker.
No, there's three bankers. There's three absolute bankers. Ronaldo, Aguero, Rooney. Absolutely.
No, but that's
bankers.
The problem. You can't do that.
I can, because I'm going to go Ronaldo on the
Ronaldo
right.
Ronaldo banker, agreed.
I'm going to go Rooney on the left. No, I'm going Aguero for the middle.
You can't pay Rooney on the left. What are you talking
about? Okay. No, that's why not? There's not
bankers. No, there's bankers if you cheat.
Yeah, I know what you want to do here.
No, you have to. No, you're completely cheating. What you have to do is be brave enough to go, is it Aguero? Is it Rooney? Is it Haaland? Is it Cantona? Is it Van Nistelrooy? Is it Dzeko?
Dwight York, Andy
is it
Cole,
York? Is it Cole? Is it Hughes?
Okay, so Ronaldo's the banker.
Ronaldo's in the bank.
Ronaldo's the banker on the right. Is the banker on the right?
What you can't do is cheat.
This is impossible.
You need to now say, is it Rooney?
This is actually impossible.
I think there is another banker. Can I just suggest the other banker? The other banker is 13 league titles, Ryan Giggs on the left. So it's Cristiano Ronaldo, Ryan Giggs. And now we've got a problem. But you can't play people out of position because it ruins the whole concept of the game. Because otherwise you just go like this, you know, don't you? Otherwise you go, well, I want David Silva in the team, and I want Kevin De Bruyne in the team, and I want Scholes in the team.
Can I be honest with you about the gigs?
I'm going to play... I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play De Bruyne right back. Do you know, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what people have done, that Ronaldo on the left and stuff. The issue with a gigs in a 4-3-3, and look, by the way, don't shoot me down, I'm not saying... is the numbers, the output for a wide forward...
Mate, Giggs is in this team. The output for
no one's won more. No one's going to win more. But the output for a wide forward from Giggs, and it's not his fault because in his day, assisting goals didn't matter as much.
Get to the byline,
cross it back, and whoever scores scores. But when you look at some of the output from other wide left forwards,
it doesn't matter.
They completely wipe the floor of him.
They completely wipe the floor of him. Who else can you put?
Sterling completely wipes the floor in terms of stats. Sterling had 4 seasons at City where he got 20 plus goals a season.
Ronaldo banker. 20 plus Giggs goals a season. I'm not debating Giggs and Sterling. They don't play the same
Giggs in a 4-4-2.
They don't play the same
Giggs in a 4-4-2, yes.
I'm not.
Giggs in a 4-3-3. Sterling's output is massive.
I have nothing to say to this. I can't do this.
Look at this. Look at
there
this
is guy. Nothing to say. That, there is no conversation Raheem Sterling versus Ryan Giggs. There is just no conversation.
No one else?
There's no one else.
There's no one else.
There's no one else. There's no one else. It's Ryan Giggs. 13 league title Ryan Giggs.
Cristiano
Ronaldo. And now we've got a problem.
This is too big a problem. I can't even get involved in this.
I think I've done quite well here, and I've got it down to 3, which I think is quite impressive.
What's the 3?
The 3 is Aguero, Rooney, and I've put him on the table for you, Haaland. Okay. I think people would want Haaland on the table.
Van Nistelrooy is not in this conversation.
I'd have Van Nistelrooy. I'd have Andy Cole.
So just to be very clear on this, because it sounds like we're nearly
wrapping
up.
I feel like I've said the name.
So Cantona is not in a Man City Man United 11.
It isn't
the most iconic player in Premier League history that turned the fortunes around of the great Manchester United is not in a United City 11. Is that what you're telling me?
Only because of... Wow. Realistically, I think it's down to 2 players. I think it can only be... In my opinion, it's Rooney, just for the record. But I think it can only be Rooney or Aguero. I don't think it can be anyone else.
So Cantona's not in? You're not putting Cantona in a United City 11?
I don't think I am because I'm putting Rooney in, but okay, I do believe if I were ranking my
own list, Rory.
It would be Cantona would be very high on it. Yeah. Like, didn't Cantona play for Manchester United for 5 seasons?
Yeah.
They won the league 4 times. The only time they didn't win the league is when he was banned
suspended.
For a year.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't get more influential
also,
than
it's,
that.
You know when you sign a player and then everything changes at the club, it's him, isn't it?
It's him. The uplift, the iconic collar lift.
Yeah, Sunderland.
Literally, I am. Think of all the players they had back then, United, and it was give the ball to Cantona. Give the ball to Cantona. But he's not in. Okay, cool.
I think it just has to be Rooney.
I think it has to be Aguero.
Do you?
No, I'm just trying to argue.
Do you?
It's the Aguero moment.
Just to discuss it, is it Haaland? That season, the goals, the guaranteed.
You know, it could be in 5 years if we revisit this.
Yeah. It's not Haaland.
A bit more grey in the beard, I could come round. It could be. But right now, it's between Rooney. It's Rooney, innit?
Am I being
British biased here?
It's Rooney or Aguero.
I'd love to know what people think on the continent about this. Because on the continent, I wonder if they just go Aguero.
On the continent, though, and I might be wrong here completely, I think on the continent, they would all say Rooney because of representing Manchester United. Mm. Manchester City... I think Manchester City are going to be more underwhelming.
Is there anything more iconic than winning their first league title and that goal? Is there anything more iconic than
that? No, that is probably, in terms of like Premier League moments, the Aguero Queen's Park Rangers.
And do you see the touch before he smashes it?
Yeah, it's a great
touch. It's just like...
Brave touch.
Who does that?
Yeah. The Aguero...
To sink United as well.
The Aguero moment is properly Premier League. The other one, though, weirdly, if you think of Premier League moments, the other one's Rooney, isn't it? The bicycle kick.
See, no, for me, it's not. It's Rooney Newcastle. Angry with the ref. I always go that one.
Yeah.
Angry with the ref. Because that sums up Rooney for me.
Yeah, just leathers at home in front of Stretford.
And doesn't celebrate.
Yeah, but I also think that picture of him, like a mile in the sky, bicycle kicking it into the net, into the opposite corner, in front of the Man City fans at Old Trafford, for a victory. I feel like that is up there as well.
You know the thing for me with Rooney? He was the man, but he always seemed to like want and be happy taking second fiddle. You know when Robbie Van Persie came?
Penalising for
him. And I was like, why is Van Persie not in this conversation?
No.
It's fantastic when he came.
It's one league title, isn't it?
Yeah, but he just literally, he won the league title for United.
I think Van Persie was an amazing player, but he's not. Van Persie's probably not better than Van Nistelrooy.
Oh, that's a great
debate. Van Persie's not better than Andy Cole.
That's a great debate.
Not better than Mark Hughes.
He is.
Mark Hughes?
Don't, you and Sparky. I mean, this just never goes on. It never stops, does it?
Hang on. Rooney versus Aguero. Who's a better striker?
Rooney. Just.
Do you know why it's Rooney
just,
as well?
Just, by the way.
Because
it's so close.
If you think about everything that a striker does, Rooney's overall package for being a striker, even if you would say Aguero is a better finisher, which I wouldn't necessarily agree with, but if you would say Aguero's a better finisher, you go,
Aguero's a better finisher.
Okay, Aguero's a better finisher. No. But all of the other assets of being a centre forward.
Which are what?
Which are back to goal, vision, passing ability, assist ability, being a team player, defending from the front.
None of that matters. Just put the ball in the back of the net.
No, no, it does matter. Like, put the ball in the back of the net. When you're at this level, like Rooney's ability to marshal a front line, to make the defence that he was playing against like completely intimidated. I think Rooney made an entire team better.
I don't wrong.
And I think Aguero did as well, but just not to the same degree.
Yeah, yeah. It's so close between those two. They actually remind me of each other in terms of their stature and stuff as well, but I'm happy for you to go with Rooney. By the way, who won this?
Manchester United.
Did Man United win it?
Manchester United won quite heavily. Should we do the whole team?
Go on then, yeah.
So the whole team is Peter Schmeichel in goal.
Yep.
Kyle Walker at right back. Patrice Evra at left back.
Yep.
Yapstam Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah.
The midfield was Yaya Toure, Roy Keane, Paul Scholes.
No, it wasn't. Don't you dare. Look at you.
Yaya Toure,
yeah.
Roy Keane,
De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs, Wayne Rooney.
Okay, so Man United dominated.
Man United dominant.
Is there any team before you
wrap? There's only three.
Three. Man, that's pretty
three
good.
Man City players.
What team in Premier League history, is it Chelsea or Arsenal that can compete with that United side for more players in?
I actually think the answer to this is Arsenal.
Arsenal's probably the answer.
In my head,
I'm going for it right now.
I think the answer is Arsenal. Because Arsenal have a couple of bankers.
Yeah, Ashley Cole.
Ashley, they can have Ashley Cole. Yeah. I think you could really make
really
a case for Vieira.
Adams and Campbell have an argument.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vieira, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close though, isn't it?
It's close.
I enjoyed that.
Good fun. Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it. Mate, thank you so much. And make sure that you let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Please leave your teams. Leave us your combined 11. We really want to see what you think of it. And a huge thank you to Mr. Oladipo. The link to his YouTube channel is in the description below. So make sure that you go and subscribe over there. See you in a bit.